Okay, let's learn Daf Nun Dalid Amud Beis. We'll begin with the Mishnah on the top of Daf Nun Dalid Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah. Ein chamor yotze b'mardas b'zman she'ena k'shuru lo. A chamor cannot go out with a mardas, which is the cloth they put over the back of the chamor, to warm it when it has not been tied onto the animal from Erev Shabbos. V'lo b'zug, and it cannot go out with a bell that they would hang off the animal's neck so that it could make noise as it's walking. Afal pishu pakuk, even if you plug it up so that it doesn't make noise. V'lo b'sulam shebetzavaro, nor the ladder-shaped thing that they would put it on the neck of the animal that looks like a ladder in order to keep it to keep the animal's neck straight. V'lo b'ritzua shebaraglo, nor with a strap that they would put on the animal's legs. V'ena tarnagolim yotzin b'chutin v'lo b'ritzua shebaraglehem, and tarnagolim cannot go out with chutin, with strings that are tied for them, nor with a ritzua on their legs. V'ena zucharim yotzin b'hagola shetachsa al yoshalehen. And the males are not allowed, the rams are not allowed to go out with a small wagon that's underneath their tails to protect it, that the tails don't drag on the ground. Vein harachelim yotos chanunos, vein egel yotze begimon, velo para ba'or hakupar. So I guess the Gemara will explain what these things are. The para with the or of a kupar means that its hair is very sharp, like a needle, and they tie it on the udders of a para, so that the shratzim will not try to nurse out of the udders. V'lo beretzua sheben karneha, nor with the strap that's between its horns, because that's also considered a masui. And the para of Reb Elazar ben Azariah went out with the strap between its horns, and that was against the ratzon of the chacham. They were unhappy about it. So says the Gemara, my taima, what's the reason for the iser that we said the chamar is not allowed to go out with a merda'as that's not tied onto it? So kedam maran, well, we already had this on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, where we explained that merda'as that's not tied on, and it means not tied on from Erev Shabbos, so even if right now it is tied on, you're not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos with the Marda'as on its back, unless it was tied on an Erev Shabbos. If it was not tied on Erev Shabbos, it's going to be Aser. V'lo b'zug afal pishu paku, can we say not with a bell, even if the bell's not going to make any noise? Mishum demechzi kamanda azil chinga, because it makes it look like you're going out to the market to do business, and that certainly is not appropriate on Shabbos. V'lo b'sulam shebetz avaro, and the animal's not allowed to go out with the sulam that's on its neck. So Amar Avuna, Beloa, the base lechi, the wood that they would that was braided together, that they would tie to the jaw of the donkey, lemay avdile, what did they make it for? Lehech di islemaka, if it has some sort of wound on its neck or on its back, delo hader chayich bay, so that it shouldn't stick its head around and try to scratch it with its teeth, because that's just going to further injure itself. So they would hold its neck straight by these devices in order that the animal shouldn't stick its neck around and injure itself by biting itself. Velo beritzur shabar raglo, nor with the ritzua on its regel, to avdilei the gizra. They did that in order to the animal, when it took short steps, its legs would bang against each other while it was walking, and it would injure itself. So they would make these things to protect it. Veina tarnagolin yotzin b'chutin, what are these chutin that tarnagolin had? Ta'avdile simana ki echi delo lichlifu. There was some sort of identification system of the tarnagolin, so they don't mix them up with each other. So that you'll know these are your tarnagolin. It's like luggage in the airport, right? You have like your own color tape you put on them, so you know these are yours and not someone else's. V'lo b'ritzua, and the tarnagol is not allowed to go with the ritzua. Davdi le'keich de'loli tabru money. They made a ritzua that the animal, the chicken, shouldn't be able to lift up its leg too much and break any kelim. Ve'inaz charm yotzen ba'agala, and the rams can't go out with an agala, ke'ech de'loli chamten al yase, and that was to protect the tails of the rams. Ve'inaz chelim yotzos chanunos, so yase he was saying Mishosha goes Chanunos is from when they start shearing the Rachel, Tomnin La Azak, they dip a certain cotton or something soft, b'shemen in oil, umanichna al padachta, and they put it on the forehead until the wool grows back, kadesh lo titzdanin, so that the animal shouldn't become cold. I mean, it was just undressed, it just had all of its wool shorn off, so it might become cold, so they would have to do something for the animal to keep it warm. Amle Rav Chista, Rav Chista Travacha, that's not normal. Imkena, sisa marukva, if that's what you do to a rachel, you're treating the rachel like it's marukva, like it's the Av Beis Din, like it's an ashir, like it's a chashva human being. Halavai, human beings should be treated so nicely. El Yasav Rav Papa Bar Shmuel Kamed Rav Chista V'Yasav Ka'amar, he explained differently. The chanunos means b'shasha kara'as leilid, when the animal is crouching to give birth, tomnu l'shnei azakin shel shemen, they dip two cuts of something soft in wool, in oil rather, umanichna echad al padachta vechad al rechem k'desh etzchamim, and they put one on the forehead and one on the rechem in order on the womb in order that it should heat, the animal should remain warm. Amle Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says if imkein hasisa yalta, so you treat it with the chashivus of yalta, who is the wife of Rav Nachman and the daughter of the Reish Kalusa, meaning that's also quite a pampering to do for an animal. Ela Rav Huna says, no, Eitz Echad Yesh B'Krakei Hayam V'Chanun Shmo. There's a certain type of wood called the Chanun. Umavim Kisam, they would bring a splinter of that wood. Umanichla B'Chotma K'desha Tis'atesh V'Yitbul Darnei Rosha. What they would do is they would take a splinter of that wood, they would put it in the animal's nose. That would cause the animal to sneeze, and when the animal sneezed, the violent shaking of its head caused all of the worms to get out of its head. Ihachi, if that's what it means, why would they do it Dafkan the Nekevos? It says the Rechelim, they would do this. Zecharim Nami, you should do for the Zecharim also. Kivin the Menachi, Zecharim Ba'adadi, Memele Naflan. No, the Zecharim are wild enough on their own that they gore each other, and that gets rid of the worms that might be stuck in their heads anyway. Shimon Nazira Amar, Shimon Nazira says, Kisma Dritma. It's a splinter of rotem wood that they would put in its nose. So Bishlam Rav Huna, I understand according to Rav Huna, Hainu Diktani Chanunos. If he said it's from a tree called a Chanun tree, I get why it's called Chanunos, El Rabbanan, but according to Rav Acha Barula and Rav Papa Bar Shmuel and Shimon Nazira, that all had different explanations of what this is, so my Chanunos, why would it be called Chanunos? So says Gemara, Da'avdinan Lehu Milsa, Dimi Derachaminan Alayhu. We do something for it that shows a Rachmanus for the animal, and that's why it's called Chanunos, like Chanun Verachum. Ve'in ha'egel yotze begimon. The eagle does not go out with a gimon. My eagle begimon. What does this mean? Amar Rav Huna Bar Nira. It means a small yoke that they would put on the neck of the egel so that it would get used to bending its head as it gets bigger. Amar Rav Lazar My Mashma the High Gimon Lishna to Mechav. Where do you see that the word Gimon is a lashon of bending? Tichsiv the Halachov Ba'agmon Rosho. So you see Halachov is associated with the word Agmon, which is like Gimon. V'lo para ba'ora kupar, and a para does not go out with an ora kupar. What does that mean? Da'avdi la'kihechi d'lo l'mitsuya yali. They would put this on the udders of the cow in order that the leeches shouldn't start sucking out the milk from the udders of the cow. V'lo b'ritzur shemen karnel. Para shouldn't go out with a strap between its horns either. Ila rav bein lenoi bein l'shamer. Asur, according to Rav, it's asur whether they do this for, whether the strap is there for decorative purposes, or even if it's there to grab the behemah by, it's going to be asur, because the behemah does not require that shmira. Ila Shmuel, lenoi asur l'shamer mutar. But according to Shmuel, that even a shmira yisera is not called a masui, so then if it's there l'shamer, even though it doesn't really need it, it would be mutar. But if it's there just for noi, then it's going to be aser. Paraso Shablaza ben Azariah. Then we said, yeah, but the cow of Shablaza ben Azariah used to go out with such a strap between its horns. V'chada para havilei? What do you mean, his para? He only had one para? V'amrav, amri la amrav Yehuda amrav, treis ralfi agli havimaaser. Shablaza ben Azariah meedri, kol shasa v'shasa. He would give 12,000 agalim as meiser each and every year, which meant 120,000 new cows were born into his flock every single year. How can you talk about one para? So Tana lo shelo haisa, ela shel shcheinoso haisa. It wasn't actually his cow, it was his neighbor's cow. Umitok shelo michaba nikres al shmo. And the reason the Mishnah blames him, and we say the Chum were not happy with him about it, is because he never did anything to stop his neighbor and to change her behavior. So once we mention the Brisa that Rav Elazar ben Azariah didn't stop his neighbor, and that's why it's considered as if he sinned. So we talk about issues relating to making a macha'a when other people do an aveira. Rav Rabbi Chanin, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chaviva Masnu, they taught the following memra. Bechulei Seder Moed, and you should just know that in all of Seder Moed, Kol Ki Aizugo, whenever you have this group of Rabbanim, Chalufei Rabbi Yochanan, some switch out Rabbi Yochanan, Uma'il Rabbi Yonasan, and put Rabbi Yonasan in the group instead. And they said as follows, Kol Misha Efshal Limchos Lanshe Beso, Velo Micha Nitvas Lanshe Beso. If someone could change the behaviors of the people who live in his house, and he doesn't make a macha, he doesn't object to their behavior, so he's blamed for their behavior. Ba'anshe Iro, Nitvas Lanshe Iro. If he has the ability to affect the people in a city and he doesn't, so he's blamed for the behaviors of the people in a city. Bekala olam kulo. And if he has impact on all of Klal Yisrael, and he chooses not to take advantage of that impact, nitfas al kol olam kulo, then he's blamed for the averus of kol olam kulo, meaning a person in a position of great influence is going to be held responsible for not exerting the influence as best as he could. A person has to realize that that's a responsibility, and if he has the ability to influence people for the better, you have to carefully think about how to best do that, but he has to do that. He has to try to influence them for the better. So the Gemara explains this last line. Amar Papa Vahanit Veresh Galusa. Those people from Resh Galusa Nitvasu Al Kuli Alma get punished for the whole world's Averos because everyone has to do what the Resh Galusa says. Kiyada Amar Rabbi Chanina, like Rabbi Chanina says, Mai Dechsiv, what does the Pasuk mean when it says in Sefer Yeshayahu, Hashem B'mishpat Yavo Im Ziknei Amo V'sarav Im Sarim Chatu, if the Sarim did something wrong, Zekenim Ma'chatu, what did the Zekenim do wrong? The Zekenim means the members of the Sanhedrin. The Zekenim are punished because they didn't do anything to stop the Sarim from sinning. So the Gemara brings a Maisa about this, that we punish someone who has the ability to make a Macha and doesn't. Rabbi Yehuda of Yosef came to Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda was sitting in front of Shmuel, his Rebbe. And a certain woman got there, and she cried out to Shmuel on some sort of Avla that was done to her, and Shmuel wasn't listening to her. So I'm Rav Yehuda said to Shmuel, "Lo sover lemar, do you not hold that the cover of oti mazno mizakas dal gam hu yikrov lo yana? That if a person closes his ears from hearing the cries of a poor person, he's also going to cry out one day and will not be answered?" So Shmuel said, "Shinina reishach bekriri, your head should be judged with cold. Meaning, I'm your Rebbe, I'm punished, and on account of not being mocha, because because I don't have the ability to judge her. Reisha de reishach b'chamimi, but the head of your head is in hot water, meaning someone who's in charge of both me and you, meaning Mar Ukva is nenash because of this. So Yosef Mar Ukva Av Beis Din, because Mar Ukva was sitting in the chair of the Av Beis Din, and he could have judged properly. So he says he's not nen. So apparently, who is the one that's punished for this? Only someone who has the ability to be shofet. Tchsiv, because the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Beis David Koa Mar Hashem Dino Leboker Mishpat Vatzilu Gazel Miado Sheik Penteitze Koish Chamasi Uvar. So only someone who has the ability to be shofet is going to be punished for not being shofet. So again, you see this idea that someone who has the level of influence where they can actually change things, such a person is going to be judged. But those for failure to exert that influence, but those who don't have that influence in the first place are not going to be judged for failure to exert their influence.